Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into this episode 15 of the Love in the Mirror podcast. I'm Shannon Bodie, your host, and this week we are all in the soup together, my friends. If you have been getting stirred up, then this podcast is for you. And what do I mean by stirred up? Things that are getting triggered in our relationships, as right now in our current global landscape, we're being called to relate very differently and very intimately in ways with each other and ourselves. So in this episode, we'll be looking at ways to name it, see it, and work with what's getting stirred up together. You are not in this alone, my friends. Welcome to the Love in the Mirror podcast. So thank you everyone again for being here with us, with me. I'm Shannon Bodie, your host, and a national board certified health and wellness coach with a background in energy psychology and counseling psychology. And I come to us this week from the platform of Inner Peace Rising, my LLC, where I've worked with clients for the last 20 years and now get to work across time and distance with you all. And in our little podcast series right now, what we've been doing is mirroring the Love in the Mirror course, where a group of phenomenal women, they happen to be all phenomenal women, although phenomenal men are also welcome in my courses, we've been looking at how we accept and nurture ourselves and how we accept and nurture ourselves in relationship. And so this segue, we're really mini series within the podcast itself has been mirroring that process as our members have gone through the 8-week course. If you have questions about that, you can go to my website, innerpeacerising.com. But serendipitously, the content, as we have continued to merge into our national new state of being, an ever-evolving set of circumstances right now, is curiously mirroring some pretty powerful things. And this week, the course is about name it, see it, what is getting stirred up in our relationships. And it's especially about how we work with fear and maybe lean into that fear a little bit, invite it to tea. And I cannot think of a better time to lean in compassionately and see where that fear is coming up for you all as you're listening. And know that you are not in this alone. As we need to withdraw from our regular routines in a variety of ways, as we are triggered by all new layers of routine, some very small to very, very drastic, a lot of things will naturally be stirred up for all of us. They're stirred up for me, for sure. I am in it with you. And so let's dive in a little bit as we look at strategies to embrace this, dare I say, embrace this, and be with ourselves and each other in a way that honors what is coming up, that really seizes this divine opportunity we are being given to make the most of it with each other and ourselves, and to make the most of it for those in our homes that we are with, that we may have a lot more time with than we bargained for right now, and for those that we miss dearly, that we need to social distance from. So how do we bring this back to just some of that content of relationship and look at it through the lens of what's happening for all of us currently, which again, may be different. This podcast is also for those of you holding space for other people, those of you helping, those of you on the front lines, be that supporting others through a lot of stress right now and managing your own along the way, or be those at the front lines who may not be quarantined and who need to be out in the world because that's just the nature of your work and you need to take care of yourself in vital ways. So I thank you all for listening and for spending the precious amount of free time that you have in this way. You're going to walk away in the next 30 minutes with a few ideas, a few ways to connect with yourselves and others so that we acknowledge what's getting stirred up and have places to put it together. Let's take, as we always do, a deep breath. And what I might invite you to 2 is just to see what your current level of anxiety is, what your current level of calm is, and rate that for yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being extremely high, very challenging to focus, to manage, 1 being maybe you're in a place of awareness, but you feel like you have tools in place and you're really doing okay. You're really doing pretty well, given the circumstances. Because what we focus on expands, I also invite you to check in with your level of calm or your level of centeredness right now. And just see, 10, are you able to access that deep inner well, that deep wise teacher that we often reference within you as you take a few breaths? Is that level of calm really high and running the show? Or is that level of calm lower? It might be something that you're chasing or just not in touch with yet. And there is no wrong place to be. This is the opportunity, perhaps the first time in your day, to just take stock of how you're actually doing and to take a breath for yourself. And as we take a breath for ourselves, we are also benefiting all of those around us, those in our homes, but also those we are connecting with via distance right now. And I don't often do this in the course of our podcast, but for the next few minutes, I'm going to lead us through a brief visualization, a mountain meditation. And often we practice these in class, but I really want to offer this up for anyone listening this week, because when there is such a great deal swirling around us, when daily announcements are made that can dramatically impact our finances, our family schedules, our very big life events that we may have planned, or perhaps the daily schedules aren't interrupted that much, but you're still feeling the swirl of things around you and tuning in as mindful as you can to the buzz of the world. I need a place to anchor. The next 5 minutes will be a mountain meditation practice to help ground and anchor in that. And I invite you, as you'd like to come back to this, we'll be starting in about 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the podcast. You can replay it at any point that you need to. Beginning from here, those of you new to guided imagery practice, you're just welcome to follow the sound of my voice and imagine what you imagine as this practice unfolds. Follow the instructions as best as you can and know that thoughts will come in and enter. Know that your consciousness will travel to story, to future, to past, to planning, to worry, to relief. And when you catch it, just come back to my voice and the visualization that's being offered. And know that your mind is working beautifully as you receive the information and follow it to the best of your ability, all with the intention to help ground us collectively. So let's deepen that breath for a few moments, shall we? If it's comfortable, closing the mouth and inhaling in and out through the nose at a pace that's reasonable for you. And beginning then to count your inhale, however long that is, 3, 4, 5 counts. Gradually matching that count with your exhale, 3 to 5 counts. If you need to breathe out through the mouth, that's fine. The intention here is to find comfort and ease with your breath as your primary guide. So inhaling 3 to 5 counts and exhaling 3 to 5 counts. Giving yourself one more round of this breath. And as you continue settling with the breath, I invite you to imagine your favorite mountain. There may be one that immediately comes to mind. There may be one in the movie screen of the mind that's brand new to you, whatever arrives there as image is perfect. But I invite you to really study that mountain. Check out all the surfaces within your view. See its lofty peak and whether or not it's covered with snow, or if it's green all the way to the top. Check to see any weather systems surrounding the mountain. And then explore the contour of its slopes, any ridges or edges, and follow it all the way down to its base, its wide, sturdy foundation. Depending on how close you are to the mountain, check out the vegetation around it. Maybe you see hiking or game trails there. But this is your primary viewpoint. This incredible, stable, foundational mountain. And then I invite you to take the vantage point of the mountain itself. First, by allowing yourself to sit alongside it, someplace that feels comfortable, and let yourself lay down in its soft, luscious green grass or sand, perhaps a bed of pine needles, but a place that feels very luxuriously comfortable, temperate, where you can relax into the body of the mountain, cradling you, holding you right here. You may remain there, or you may begin to bring in the mountain to your feet, embodying the sturdiness, steadiness of the mountain as you breathe here. Feeling yourself, this incredibly safe, rock-solid, magnificent mountain within your own body. Sturdy, stable, safe, serene. Beginning to look around from the viewpoint of the mountain itself, you now may look around and see the weather system surrounding you. If it's stormy, windy, a clear day, you may look down from that tall vantage point of the mountain's peak and see what is beneath you. Communities, other mountains, perhaps the ocean, wandering fields. And you do a nice, beautiful 360 scan, just checking out the scenery. You may see others looking up to you, watching the mountain. And you, from this viewpoint, see a variety of weather systems coming and going. You may see the storm clouds roll in, receive the rain, the weather from them, that nurtures your plants, nurtures the animals. You may see them rolling back out. And from this vantage point of the constant steadiness of the mountain, all the weather systems are revealed. They come and go. And those watching you may be able to see your lofty peak. They may not, because the weather systems may cover you, and that's okay. But you know that you are there, and they know that the mountain is there. So allow that swirling, that viewpoint, perhaps others forgetting about you entirely as mountain and then returning their viewpoint to you. Watch the weather come and go, knowing with each breath your feet are rooted, grounded, and safe in the steadiness of who you are. This impeccable, steady mountain. Taller you grow with each breath, trusting in your security, in the certainty of that which is in your space. And embodying as much of this as you can as you start to leave the vantage point of the mountain, but knowing you can take this perspective with you as you navigate the emotional weather systems of relationship in your home, on the screen, as you navigate the ups and downs in your day-to-day life right now. Take that breath and steadiness perspective of the mountain with you and let your breath be that reminder of this full, embodied, sturdy, safe stability, with which you can approach any situation. And I invite you to bring your breath back, your awareness back to the room. Perhaps bring a hand out of your heart and thank yourself for going there. And from this place, now about 8 minutes into that guided practice, that's your first tool of the week, my friends. That approach, that mindset of how we can be a place of stability within ourselves, not just for others, but for ourselves. Because as we look at what's getting stirred up in relationship and in our own hearts and minds right now, we can't change what we don't see, right? We first need to, you know, as we go step by step here a little bit more, address our own level of calm or anxiety and meet it with some grace and compassion. And as we develop our practice in relating to others, we can then see what patterns we're trying, what goals might we be trying. And as we relate last week, we looked at some smart goal setting. What are the behaviors that really look like self-love and acceptance as we set boundaries or communicate with another right now in a different way? Oh, so how are those patterns going for you? And maybe, where are you being hard on yourself because things aren't going perfectly? Taking stock of that, this is all part of the weather system that shows up on the mountain, right? So I've talked with so many clients right now who are learning new online platforms, who feel frustrated with technology on a day-to-day basis. You name it, we're all in a very giant learning curve of some kind. So we are not going to do this perfectly. And if you find yourself relapsing into old ways of relating with each other, that's okay. Name it. That's part of the process of change. This is the name it, own it, and then we stir it up. We name what's getting stirred up. We name where we want to take a break and relax and pace ourselves. If we're working on goals and relationship and loving ourselves, that two steps forward, one step back can be a very natural process. It's part of the ever-changing weather system. So it's okay to say, this part's hard right now. Or this part is also going actually surprisingly well, given the circumstances, because we're really harnessing them and playing with them and reducing maybe a charge that used to exist and taking it with us. So I invite you to kind of do a little inventory from this vantage point. As you relate with others right now in general, you could think about this as we have with all of our podcast offerings. You could think about a primary relationship that you're working with or in general. And I ask you to, again, run through the filter of the mind and your heart and see a few things for yourself. First, what is getting stirred up as you relate with others? Only you know the answer to that. What reactions from others are most challenging for you right now? Perhaps who do you feel out of alignment with as you start to align more with your deeper truth, your inner wise teacher, your higher self? All those threads can get pulled at in this process. and it's truly all okay. McLaren says one of my favorite quotes as we put these filters through our process: be kind, for everyone you know is fighting a great battle. And so, as we look at processes, practices, and sit with what is getting stirred up right now, please offer that deep-rooted kindness to yourself. The deep security of the mountain that we all need right now is yours, especially when you're being brave and communicating or having hard conversations, as you're setting boundaries that you need. Offer up that kindness. Then we also name it, the belief patterns that are showing up. So in times of challenge or crisis, for some of us, our old coping strategies might be showing up in forms of communication, in forms of self-care. Maybe it's a little leaning on coping behaviors more than you would like, comfort eating, comfort drinking, maybe not being as direct as you would like to be because it just takes a lot of energy, whatever that is for you. Name that. And then see, as we always do, is there an underlying thought or belief that can be addressed with kindness? I can't handle this right now. I've never been good at this. It's just not safe. I'm going to wait until all this blows over, and then I'm going to look at it. And then we pull in this filter of family systems work. Yes, the nature of systems, whatever they are, is to stay the same and stay comforted. So now more than ever, people might be calling upon us as we start to make brave changes and continue to choose our own evolution. Folks might be wanting us to act exactly as we always have and seeking that safety. That's also okay. But I invite you, if you'd like, to look deeper into a couple of models, perhaps the nonviolent communication model, and see where you can pull some languaging to name your own needs and set your own boundaries. But also to see where those fears are showing up in deeper ways. In the last few minutes, you know, I just offer up a lot for us to consider today. How we sit with fear around forgiveness of ourselves and others may come up for you in this process. So, are there patterns that it would serve you right now to forgive? Perhaps through family history, in your work relationships, primary relationships? Is there something around which you can seize the opportunity to forgive yourself? Because what better time than to let go of baggage that we just don't need right now? And Tara Barak says it's very okay to set a new boundary, to forgive. And in this way, we don't have to say the action is okay. I always make that distinction. Forgiving another never excuses wrongdoing in any way. It does, however, have a powerful opportunity to open up space for our own healing. It frees us karmically of the weight we've been carrying around bracing against that other person. We can also forgive completely and set a boundary that has limited or no access to another. So you get to explore this from a permission standpoint and set the appropriate boundary that works for you when you forgive. Forgiveness does not mean we are a doormat for the other or that we need to put up with something. Forgiveness frees space in our own hearts. And it's a weight being lifted. It might help us understand where a hurtful behavior or comment came from. And then we can deeply assess our own needs for safety. It might not look like forgiveness yet. It might look like I am willing to forgive. So there's another filter. I've offered a few today. One is that mountain groundedness stability perspective and looking at the changing weather systems from there. A second is looking at what is getting stirred up in general and naming it. What beliefs are coming from what's getting stirred and where folks are wanting us to stay the same. And the third filter is that potential for forgiveness right now as you explore what's happening in your connections with others. We only proceed at the pace that is safe and right for us around any of these. And we don't do it alone. So call in your supports, the trusted ones that you love and appreciate in this process. That might be that sourcing, calling upon that which you believe as higher source, power, truth, beauty, love, Christ consciousness, spirit, the universe, and asking for that help. I know I have needed to pray very directly over the last couple of weeks, and it's been a different practice for me. I'll be very candid with you all about that. I've been praying and asking very directly and very earnestly for help as I've held space for others right now. I've been very directly calling upon white healing light to clear out, rinse out any residual stress I've taken on, and to clear out my own higher levels of anxiety and fear that have been coming through so that I can see clearly, so that I can proceed with the willingness to forgive. And quite frankly, proceed with forgiveness of myself as I may or may not be performing communication exactly as I would like to role model right now in my family. As I experience younger versions of myself that have been triggered and afraid. And so where can we be willing to forgive ourselves as we relate to each other? And then we can come from, in that filter, a supported place where we can explore forgiveness as freedom for ourselves and each other. Yes? This is a time as things get stirred up for you, whatever it is, to acknowledge yourself with grace and compassion. And to the extent that which we can do that for ourselves, we can then turn that view toward each other, to our leaders, to those making decisions right now, to our responses to the weather systems from the viewpoint of the mountain. From a place of greater stability and grace. So a few fun explorations I'll leave you with. How is the person you're forgiving teaching you something? What is the gift and the lesson of the experience or the person that you are willing or intending to forgive? Or where could you lean into that potential freedom that forgiveness may offer you? And for those of us just not there yet, where do you need more support through your own habit practice in loving self-care? And you attend to that younger, perhaps scared version of you that needs a little more loving attention right now. So these are the musings, the tools that I offer for you, my friends. If a deeper belief has arisen or a sharp fear has come up, I invite you to please contact me, Shannon at innerpeacerising.com. We have a lot of opportunities to dive deeper into some very clear strategies together through tapping and other practices. And you can look at innerpeacerising.com to get on the wait list for our upcoming Pace As You Go and live Love in the Mirror courses, where we look at some of this together in safe, confidential, loving community space. And of course, if I am not the primary support you're seeking, there are so many out there. I do invite you to acknowledge if you do need that support and reach out to that close friend. Reach out to that practitioner that you trust. Reach out to your communities, because now more than ever, we can support each other in the challenges we face. You are not alone in what is getting stirred up. And so let's take a deep breath. Watch this weather system roll through. And know that you have that support here together. I thank you for being with me this 33 minutes of your precious day. And again, I'm Shannon Bodie. Thank you for joining the Love in the Mirror podcast. And tune in more next week for other practices or guided imagery that may bring some light and joy, perhaps a little bit of humor and levity. Let's look forward to that next week as we move forward together. Thanks for being here, everyone. Again, I thank you all for tuning into this episode of the Love in the Mirror podcast. Tune in next week for more tips, a little bit of laughter, and support to get to that inner peace that is here within all of us. We might have to take a few more breaths right now to find it, my friends, but it is here together. So thank you for spending your time with me today, and share this. These tools are here for everyone, so we want them far and wide. If you know someone who would benefit from that mountain meditation practice or other tools, please feel free to share this with them. That's what it's here for all of us to collectively find that support together. I thank you all so much, and we'll see you next time. This is the Love in the Mirror podcast.